basically able to substantially increase ACV because we were targeting better ICP fits. That was kind of a core metric that we tracked along the way there.
Welcome to Soundbites. My name is Bill Binch with Battery Ventures. We are joined today by Tim Geisenheimer, the CRO of Hatch. Tim, welcome to the Soundbite Show.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Tim, we've had the fortune to interact with each other a couple of times in the last few months. I've been able to get some great use cases from you, so I'm really happy to have you share. Let me tee you up with what we're looking for. Number one, we'd like you to share a challenge or an obstacle that you faced inside your organization, and then tell us how you tackled it. What tools, what AI did you incorporate to be able to solve it? And then if possible, if there's any type of metric or measurement or uplift that you were able to yield from that, we'd love to hear about that as well. So over to you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the time here and excited to dive in. So yeah, for those who don't know Hatch, we are customer communication software leveraging AI for services businesses. And so just quick background, this will be relevant for the problem we're working on here and how I'm solving it. There's 600,000 services businesses in the United States. And you know, if you think, what does that mean, service business? Think your local plumber or HVAC installer or someone you know, who can install new windows for you in your home. So those are all, you know, different types of services businesses that we, you know, rely on if you live somewhere every day. And so the challenge that we solve is basically helping those businesses that are a little bit larger in that 600,000 use our software to communicate with customers and, you know, drive more revenue by getting in touch with them as quickly as possible and using AI to have that conversation. There's a lot more that we can go into on that, but obviously want to be mindful of the format here. And so the challenge that we had was that 600,000 is huge TAM, right? For the VCs out there, that sounds exciting, but we want to target the top 25,000 of those companies that are a little bit larger. And the data set for services businesses isn't very good in terms of what's available in tools that are more traditionally focused on B2B companies, like in SaaS or financial services that you might find in like an Apollo or a ZoomInfo. So what we found when I joined 18 months ago or so is that we really need to leverage different approaches to build our ICP scoring methodology and to understand like what alternative data was available to us to score on, to then be able to engage our SDR and AE team to target more effectively. So we ended up using Clay to do a lot of that work. And some of the examples that we kind of used Clay for was to go to the websites of likely candidate companies to scrape them, and then to have the Clayagent, which is their agent product, provide an analysis of, are they in multiple trades or service businesses? Are they members of associations? And how many Google reviews they have. So we'd scrape the SERP page as well. And so we had a lot of different examples like that that went into our scoring model. And then we would use that to do prioritization and find the best fit customers for us. As far as, you know, what that translated to, basically able to substantially increase ACV because we were targeting better ICP fits. We were able to increase deal size, and that was kind of a core metric that we tracked along the way there. So happy to pause there for any questions, but that's one of the kind of big wins we've had with agentic AI so far in my tenure.
Yeah, a couple of questions. This is a great use case. First one is, I love the going into the better quality buyer to increase your ACV as a goal. I'm curious where this idea sparked from. Did you have Clay already inside, or did this idea create the need for getting Clay? And then the second part of that question is who owns Clay inside? There's been a lot of discussion amongst CROs, Tim, about, you know, the evolving role of RevOps to AI builders to AI experts and things like that. So curious to know where the spark of this idea generated from. And then secondly, who's owning the system?
Yeah. Oh, it's a great question. I think I made this joke at your event in New York. I might have been one of the first Clayagent, personally, the first Clayagent users. I told Becca that, who just recently joined the company. So I've known Varun and the team at Clay for a while. I'm a former founder in go-to-market tools. I've always been very curious about, you know, innovation there. And so I discovered Clay pretty early on, was playing around with it. personally. And so very early at my tenure at Hatch, I was the owner of Clay and building on top of that. Pretty quickly, I realized that wasn't scalable and I had maybe some more important tasks on my plate as CRO. So at first we hired an agency, and I can actually shout out Andreas Wernicke. He's based in New York. He's phenomenal. He did great work for us helping to build our early scoring model. And then earlier this year, we hired a growth engineer who's also been doing amazing work, kind of adapting that and bringing it on. So the title that you are alluding to, you hear GTM engineer or growth engineer, kind of interchangeable. The work that's being done there does look to some extent like RevOps. I think the difference is, can you then take some of these agentic workflows and kind of build mini products on top of that? That's what, you know, our growth engineer is doing here. And obviously maybe a topic for another podcast, but we can talk a little bit about, you know, the roadmap for what he's building here at Hatch and how we're leveraging Clay and other tools to do that.
I think that's a great topic for another podcast. And be ready, Tim, just you mentioning the GTM engineer. I am fielding that question every day, which is, Bill, what's the job spec look like? What's the breadth of this role? Where does it report? All these types of things. So when this gets posted and published out there and people hear that you've got that and you started by doing it yourself, I'd be ready for some inbounds.
Well, we're hiring, so if you want to join our team, and we're hiring RevOps specifically, which will be involved in this, you know, growth engineering effort, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Thanks for joining. I think the use case, I'm always a believer that before I pick up the phone, before I send that first email, the more that I can go into, number one, a buyer that's going to be a good fit and be sticky in the long run with me. And number two, the more that I can go in there and be armed to be able to speak their language, and be on point with that, the higher the conversion rate I'm going to see. So I think you talked us through a really great use case that really, really addresses both of those. So thanks for joining.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really, really enjoyed chatting about it, and excited to listen.
Awesome.